awesome movie.
Dude, this is my favorite part. This is the part when the alien's gonna drink the milk and his head's gonna explode. I don't remember the special effects being this realistic.
Cody, our TV just blew up.
Oh, man, no, I'm not going to get to see the end of the movie.
Oh, don't worry, little cuz. Hey, you remember that movie Gone with the Wind? Well, this one ends just like that one, except at the end, it's an alien that gets to carry the chick up the stairs.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with the TV?
Honey, it just blew up. Now I'm going to have to take it to the shop.
Oh, no. Last time we took it in, it was gone for 2 weeks.
That means no sports, no movies, and no Baywatch.
No way. Dude, this week the Baywatch babes are going to mud wrestle to raise money to heal the bay.
Oh, man.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's an environmental issue. Let's go down and rent a TV.
Minutes. We are not renting a TV. I think this could be a golden opportunity. This family never talks anymore or spends time together, and now we're going to. We're going to do what families did before there was TV.
What? Run from dinosaurs?
I just had a really bad day at school.
No problem, pal. It's easy to fix. what's up?
The guys I played basketball with at lunch have decided to make the game boys only. Not only that, they don't want to play tackle football with me anymore either.
Well, I'm sure they're still going to want to tackle you, Al. It's not in the same way. Come on, face it. Your relationship with boys is changing.
I know that. Just because they want to play tonsil hockey doesn't mean we can't play real hockey.
Well, I'm afraid sometimes it does. Listen, why don't you think about making friends with some of the girls in your class? Huh?
I don't have anything in common with the girls. All they care about is makeup, shopping, and clothes.
Well, I think you're being a little unfair. I mean, they have a lot of other interests if you just give them a chance.
Okay, you guys, I need your help, and this is really important. With the hat, without the hat. With the hat, without the hat.
With.
Thanks. With the brain, without the brain. With the brain, without the brain.
Hey, you're Al Lambert, aren't you?
Who wants to know?
I'm Jackie Campbell. This is Helen and Tanya.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you guys around. Mostly in the principal's office.
That's us. Mind if we sit down?
It's a free country.
You know, Al, you've got quite a reputation around here. In fact, you've been kind of a hero to us ever since you punched out that guy who opened the door for you.
Thanks.
How'd you like to be part of our group?
Well, I don't know. What do you guys do?
Nothing much, just hang out, go to the record store, pass the cheerleaders.
Hey, sounds like a good time to meet. Count me in.
Not so fast. First, you have to take an initiation test. Who do you like better, Axl Rose or Michael Bolton?
Axl Rose.
Okay. If you had a choice between watching Blossom or Cops, what would you watch?
Who's Blossom?
You're in.
Oh, Hey, JT.
Hey, Cody.
Dude, you sound pretty bummed. Is it emotional, or did Uncle Frank take away your Victoria's Secret catalog?
Nah, man, I'm just bummed because we don't have a TV. I mean, how am I supposed to keep in touch with what's going on in the world today?
Well, do what I do. Read the New York Times.
Man, I'm so desperate for the tube. I'd kill for just 5 minutes of the facts of life.
Wow, you need a tootie fix? Oh, man, you got it bad.
Tell me about it.
Well, there's only one thing left to do when you got the blues. Sing the blues. He's got the blues.
I got the blues.
He's got the blues.
I got the blues.
He's got the TV's busted, so he's really bummed out. He's got nothing to do but sit around thinking about watching the 2D blues. He's got the blues.
I got the blues.
He's got the blues.
I got the blues.
Whoa. Dude, that camouflage thing works pretty good. I didn't see it till you were that close.
I'm Jackie, a friend of Al's.
Well, I'm Cody, a cousin of Al's. This is JT, a brother of Al's.
Hi, Al's probably up in her room.
Cool. Nice guitar.
Nice dog collar.
Hey, I'm Jackie. Where's Al?
Oh, you're here to see Al. Look, Frank, there's a young lady dressed in fatigues here to see Al.
Well, I'm Al's father, and this is my wife, Carol, and her daughter, Dana.
Hi. Well, Al's upstairs in her bedroom. Just go on up. It's the second door to the left.
Cool. Check you later, dudes.
Check you later, dudes?
You guys aren't going to let Al hang out with her, are you?
Well, Dana, just because she looks a little different doesn't mean she's a bad person. Jackie was nice for a commando.
I'm not going by her looks. I'm going by her reputation. She cuts class, she smokes, and she shaved the school mascot.
Blinky? How do you shave a mule?
I'm telling you, you shouldn't let Al hang out with her.
Well, now, let me tell you something about being a parent, Dana. The first time you tell your kid to stay away from somebody, that's exactly who they're going to want to hang out with. Now, Al is her own person. She's not going to be influenced by a girl like Jackie.
Hey, guys. We're gonna need something to eat and go to the movies. Check you later, dudes.
Well, look at it this way, Frank. You're not losing a daughter, you're gaining a soldier of fortune. Frank, come on, put down the remote and stop looking so pathetic. I promise, this is going to be much more fun than watching TV.
That's what you said about folk dancing.
Kids, come on down. It's family fun time. I've got dominoes. I've got Chinese checkers.
I got a new TV.
Hey, turn on stuff! Where's the tube?
There is no tube. It was just a cruel and ugly lie to get you in the room.
Why?
I don't know, but if I have to be here, so do you. Come on, sit down.
Oh, look. Family fun time. See ya.
Hey, get back here, you two. Mom, please don't make me stay for this. Don't make me whiny. I'm not attractive when I'm whiny.
Karen, now sit down. I promise this will be fun.
That's what she said about folk dancing.
Okay, now let's pick a game that we can all play together. Now speak up when I find one that you like, all right? First we have bingo. All right, backgammon. Okay, trivia teaser?
Ooh, trivia teaser. That's right up my alley. How'd you like a foot up your alley?
All right, you two, settle down, okay? Settle down. I guess it's up to me to pick a game, all right? Okay, let's see. How about charades?
Ooh, charades. I don't know, Mom. I may be too stimulated to sleep tonight.
Hey, don't call my brother names.
Cut out, Shorty.
I'm not Shorty.
Yeah, you are.
That's it. I spent the whole day planning a wonderful family evening with games to play and topics to discuss, but obviously you guys do not want to cooperate. Well, if that is the way you feel about one another or us as a family, why don't you all just get up and leave?
Okay.
Well, you got them to do something as a family.
Jackie, we're gonna hang out at the record store.
Al, can I talk to you for a second, huh?
Sure, Dad, but can we make it quick? I'm kind of late.
Yeah, I see you've added something to your wardrobe. A little babushki thingy.
Dad, Jackie's waiting for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Al. You see, I've heard some things about Jackie that aren't quite so cool. You know, she smokes cigarettes, she cuts school, she shaved Blinky.
You heard this from Dana, right?
Yeah, well, it's not just that. Every time you go out with her, you're late for your 9 o'clock curfew. Now, first it was 15 minutes, then it was a half hour.
I know. I've been late a couple times. I promise I won't be late again. Now can I go?
Sure.
See you later.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Sure, Dad.
Frank, pacing is not going to bring Al back home any sooner. Now, why don't you just have some tea?
It is 11 o'clock. She knows she's supposed to be back here by 9. Now, she never started acting like this until she was hanging out with that Jackie kid.
Okay, now just don't yell. It doesn't do any good to yell.
I'm not going to yell.
See you tomorrow, Jackie.
Where the hell have you been?
I know. I'm a little late.
Try 2 hours late. Now, where have you been?
At the record store.
I called them, Al. They closed an hour ago.
Okay, so we decided to hang out at the arcade for a while. What's the big deal?
The big deal is it's 2 hours past your curfew.
Well, I don't think I should have a curfew anyway. Jackie doesn't have a curfew.
Jackie's not my kid. You are. And you're grounded for the next 2 Saturdays.
Dad, what's going on? You've never come down on me like this before.
You've never behaved like this before.
Come on, Dad, chill.
Chill? All right, that's it. I don't like the influence this girl is having on you, and I don't want you hanging out with her anymore.
But she's my friend.
Find another friend.
How easy do you think it is for me to find friends? First you tell me to start hanging around girls, and then when I do, you tell me I can't be friends with them.
Al, I don't like this girl.
Dad, you can tell me what time to be home. You can tell me how to dress. You can even ground me. But you can't tell me who I can be friends with.
Music to rob a convenience store by. Good luck on America's Most Wanted.
Hey, we should start our own heavy metal band. We can sing, and I'm willing to pierce my cheek.
I'm not, but I've got a set of drums.
And I've got a keyboard.
And I know where we can get a guitar.
Where?
Right over there in Cody's van. We can hide it at my house. He'll never even know we have it.
You're gonna steal Cody's guitar?
No, you are.
Wait a minute, I can't do that. That's not right. Do you want to be in a band or not?
Well, yeah, but can't I just ask him if we can borrow it?
If you're too scared, then just say so.
Well, it's not that I'm scared. It's just that, Cody locks his van.
Must be our lucky day.
Look, I don't know about this. I mean, he's my cousin.
Al, if you don't want to be part of our group, then just forget it. I thought we were friends. But I guess I was wrong.
Okay, I'll get the guitar.
Great. Al, this is going to be so cool. You'll see.
Hey, little dudettes. What's happening?
Hey, Cody. We were thinking of starting an all-girl band, and we had everything except a guitar. So I was thinking of borrowing yours.
Ah, hey, no problem. You keep it as long as you want, okay?
Cody, I need to talk to you. I wasn't gonna borrow your guitar. I was gonna steal it.
Yeah, I know.
You did? How?
Well, when a person can't look you in the eye, it usually means they're lying to you. Either that or you got something gnarly on your face and they don't know how to tell you. Hey, I don't got something gnarly on my face, do I?
No. Cody, I didn't want to steal it, but I know how to say no to my friends.
You mean those girls who just, like, ditched you and left you hanging out to dry, those friends?
I know they do some stuff they shouldn't, but it made me feel like I'm a part of a group. They're the only friends I have right now.
Al, you know what your problem is? You're just too cool for the ninth grade. I mean, that's why you feel like you don't fit in. I myself didn't fit into the ninth grade. The tenth grade either. Matter of fact, I don't fit in right now. Anyway, the point is that I know sometimes it's hard for you to make friends, but that doesn't mean you gotta hang out with people whose idea of a good time is ripping people off either.
Yeah. That must be what my dad was trying to tell me, but we got in a big fight and he got mad at me last night.
Al, he only got mad at you because he loves you, and he's your father. I mean, sometimes he's going to say something that's going to get you mad, but I'm sure he thinks it's for your own good. Anyway, it's all part of being a parent.
Hello, Cody. Al?
Hey, Dad.
Whoa. Awkward family moment. I think we're one Lambert over the limit here.
Dad, you were right about Jackie. I'm not going to hang out with her anymore.
I think that's a good idea.
And I'm sorry we got in a big fight last night.
Me too. Al, I only got mad at you because I love you.
What'd I tell you? Keep talking, Uncle Frank. You're doing a great job.
Al, I'm your father. Sometimes I say things that are going to make you mad. But it's for your own good. It's part of being a parent.
Am I channeling this dude or what? Sorry, carry on.
Listen. I know you're going through a real hard time right now. Trying to make new friends, trying to figure out where you fit in. I'm sure somebody as great as you is going to make a lot of friends sooner or later.
Hope it's sooner.
Well, me too. But I promise it's going to happen.
Thanks, Dad.
Anytime.
Whoa. Tender father-daughter moment.
I saw that too.